Hi there guys, this is Jemo for AboveTopSecret.com. Today I have a very special guest with me. I'm going to have a little interview with him, but just before we get to that, I just want to stroke my ego a bit. Just finished the painting game set match asked me to paint. He gave me a bit of a challenge to paint this church in Turkey next to Lake Van. So I finished it last night and I put it up under board members, or what was it called, members art. You'll find it there under my thread there, and I would like to invite anyone who has a similar challenge for me to put it up there, and I'll see if I can make some time for it. It's not for money or for to sell or for anything like that. I do it for fun. So go check it out. Tell me what you think. I would love to hear some comments. And that's that then. So let's move on to our next part, and that is our interview. I've got with me a guy. His name is Bloemfontein Bagasi from the planet Yuma. Mr. Bagasi is supposedly a reptilian, and we're going to ask him some questions and get behind the whole story about reptilians. Now, Mr. Bagasi, there's quite some confusion in all circles of paranormal investigation, especially ufology and the investigation of ETs. Now, there are several different claims of what and where and how reptilians are from, what they are. Like, for instance, we've got Mr. David Icke, the Son of God. He claims that most politicians are reptilians and they're behind the whole New World Order thing. And then we have those that believe the Greys, that's another alien species, that the Greys are in fact the only aliens and are reptiles that should be referred to as reptoids, while others claim reptilians are a completely different species which are capable of shape-shifting. Then we have people like John Rhodes that says reptilians or reptoids are actually not from outer space per se, but living in the underworld or underneath the Earth's surface. Not to forget Mr. Zechariah Sitchin. His stories about the Sumerian tablets and the Anunnaki. Or even Mrs. Stuart Swerdlow. His claims about the Draco and the Abenaki. Now, Mr. Bagasi, it's quite confusing for us to understand which one of these theories are true. Could you just clear up for us what are reptilians and what are they here to do?
Thank you, Timo. Actually, the truth is that all of these are true. It's just all these scientists' different perception and their different fields of study that get their own conclusions, and thus all of these theories are true. We are ancient Earthlings. We are originally from Earth, and then we moved to another planet on a spaceship. And then we moved back to Earth when things were safe again. Because we fled because of the comet that struck the Earth. So we came back, we're living under the Earth's surface, but we've got some scouts up on the surface. They're living as politicians, high-ranking royalty, even actors, and all kind of places, you know, powerful places. And then the reference to the Anunnaki, that is the ancient reference to us. At some stage we came back to Earth to see how things are going after the comet struck the Earth, and we landed in Africa, and we created all kinds of races, black-headed people, the black people actually, for short, you know, all black people were created by us, and...
Now wait just a second, you're saying that reptilians created black people. Now, isn't this a bit racist or egotistic? How can you say you created black people? I mean, the connection between white people and black people are so close. And then, well, that theory that you created black people in West Africa is actually not as accurate, seeing that the first people, or first black people, are actually from Southern Africa, the Khoisan. You know, they found the ancient skeletons in the Cradle of Mankind near Johannesburg. So, there's something not right with your story. What's up?
Oh yes, Jamal. No, it's not racist. You might get the impression that writers such as Zechariah Sitchin is a racist person, but that isn't true at all. And the whole confusion, the Cradle of Mankind, the Khoisan, you know, that whole story is just disinformation. It's to confuse you people, you know, because at this stage we want to remain hidden. We want to protect our identities.
Now, with Mr. Bekhosi, as you can understand, all of this, it's a bit much for us to take serious. You know, humans question strange things, they question the paranormal, and if you are slightly interested in things such as reptoids, reptilians, you are labeled as crazy. Now, what proof do you have for me and for the listeners, if any, that you are telling the truth, that you are in fact a reptilian? What do you have as proof?
I assume the humanity's inability to believe, to blindly believe, that will one day be the downfall. But let's use proof created by your own people, you know. There was a scientist back in 1982, it was a paleontologist, and he did some very intense studies, and he concluded that if dinosaurs didn't die 65 million years ago, then they would have evolved into bipedal predators, which would still have existed today.
Mr. Bekhosi, you are obviously referring to Dale Russell's experiment. Now, I've got it here somewhere. Here we go. If you allow me to read, this is from Wikipedia. In a thought experiment conducted in 1982, paleontologist Dale Russell, curator of vertebrate fossils at the National Museum of Canada in Ottawa, conjectured that had the chicks, whatever meteorite, not exterminated the dinosaurs 65 million years ago, bipedal predators which existed at that time, such as Troodon, would have evolved into humanoid intelligent form not unlike your own. Troodontids had manipulative fingers and binocular vision. Like most dinosaurs of the Troodon family, this creature, the dinosauroid, would have had large eyes and three fingers on each hand, on which would have been partially posed. Excuse me. As with most modern reptiles and birds, his genitalia would have been blah 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 blah. Russell speculated that it would have required a navel, as a placenta aids the development of a large brain case. However, it would not have possessed mammary glands and would have fed its young, as birds do, on a regurgitated food. Its language would have sounded something like bird song. Now, how the hell does that serve as proof for us? In the first place, Mr. Russell said if dinosaurs didn't go extinct, then blah 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 blah. But the matter of the fact is, they did. Secondly, back in 1982, they didn't really know that much about DNA. DNA was at the forming stages. You can't even compare it to what we have today. And how did Mr. Russell see basically into the future? How was he able to predict what evolution was going to do? We know nature does whatever she wants. So, and then lastly, bird song. The language would have been bird song and whatever. He's basically still describing a very primitive animal. And you, Mr. Bukhasi, and other reptilians are able to speak in our language, and you've got the ability to shapeshift. Now, how on earth does Mr. Russell's, the paleontologist's studies, serve as proof for you?
Well, the matter of the fact is, Mr. Russell's study showed that reptilians would have existed. You need to go read this book, okay? It's a very complicated and very scientific topic. I don't have the time nor the knowledge to explain it to you, okay?
I see. Okay, let's leave that there. Then, any other proof? Let's say we're not into evolution and DNA and all that stuff. What else do you have for us?
Well, Jimmo, the fact that the human race invented photography made it very difficult for us. Because we are in the spotlight all the time. You know, reptilians are politicians and actors and royalty and so on. So we're in the spotlight all the time. We're being photographed all the time by video cameras and what have you. And the problem is under pressure, reptilians shift. They sort of have this, nearly as if they want to change from human form to reptilian form. It's like a glitch, basically. And this can be picked up by your cameras. So often a picture will appear where we can clearly see our reptilian eyes. Now that is the odd proof that you cannot deny.
Oh yes, those pictures, I've seen them around ATS. Like there's one from the Queen of England and one of I think it's Dick Cheney or whatever, American politician, and there's one of Johnny Depp as well, and you can see that there's some funny business going on with the eyes, and that's some interesting proof you present to us. Now, isn't it plain simple possibility that these anomalies can be simple tricks of lights or photography mistakes? Bad lightning, maybe a problem on the film. It's Why can't it be explained away by that?
Well, obviously it can be explained away by science or scientific explanations like, ooh, things of light or faulty films. But even though it can be explained away, the truth is, it is proof. It is not glitches. It isn't red lightning. It is pictures and videos showing reptilian politicians shifting. End of story.
Oh, so you want us to believe purely based on the fact that you said so? Well, okay. Well, why can't you just shapeshift for me right now, and I can tell our listeners what I'm seeing? How about that?
Well, Jim, if I can't do that, because you know I have to eat you.
Ah, you make a very convincing case. Okay, let's not do the demonstration. Fine. Okay, let me just ask you this. Let's say reptilians actually exist. What's a plural? Anyway, what are you doing here? What is your plans for us? Why are you high-ranking politicians, etc., etc.? What is your story? What do you want from us?
Demolf, we plainly want our planet back. It was our planet 65 million years ago. We live for a little while, we come back, and humans took over. So we just want our planet back, and we are slowly but surely infiltrating the ranks, the human ranks, and we're going to take over with a bang. That is what we want, Earth.
Now, that doesn't really make sense to me, you know, because humans, we've been hanging around for a couple of million years. It was your planet, yes, but you ran off. When things got a little hot for you, you ran off, and you left the planet here to die. And humans come along, we build this planet, we bugger up this planet, and then suddenly you want it back. Now that's not very fair, is it? What about the planet you came from? Why don't you just keep that planet?
We don't want that planet anymore. This planet is nicer. We want this planet. We take this planet.
You know what? Mr. Bekhasi, you and your whole bloody species sounds like bull. You sound like bad science fiction. Yes, I think we're going to stop our little interview now, because you're wasting us our time. Maybe one day when you've got some actual proof that there is reptilians or reptoids or whatever out there other than Mr. David Icke, then we'll have another chat with you. Until then, I think you need to go see your psychiatrist. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is Jim Wolf, and I'm out for now.